I'm Zach Ulan with In Touch with Southeast Iowa on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AIM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tracy Zarnick of Mid Prairie High School. She's the teacher with the Beyond the Mid Prairie program. This is part one of a two-part interview. And Tracy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself as far as how long you've been at Mid Prairie and what your position is there?
Yeah, I've been teaching at Mid Prairie for 16 years, and I'm currently working at the high school. I work with level 3 students, so students who need some extra help, and we focus a lot on functional, like daily living skills. I work with some high school students as well as some students who are starting our Beyond program, which is a post-secondary program for kids who've actually graduated but qualify to stay in school till they're 21.
How did the idea for Beyond Mid Prairie come to be?
Part of it was due to just some ways the state have kind of rearranged things and some funding. In the past, the state and local agencies provided services to kids, but because of some changes, it's now falling on local school districts to do that. So we had a good group of kids who were interested in staying to work on some of those skills. So that's kind of how we started the program this year.
Okay, and how long has that program been around?
This is actually our first year at Mid Prairie.
Okay, and what's the goal? When you think about what you'd like it to be and what you would like it to accomplish, what do you think?
Well, we want to work with kids on ways to be more independent so they can be community members in the community they live in, and be as independent as they can. Hopefully for some of them, get some job skills so then they can get a job at some point. And, you know, just live mostly just to live as independently as they can.
And we're going to talk a little bit here about the apartment items and that project. Are there any other projects that Beyond Mid Prairie has been involved in with these students so far?
That has been the big thing. Kind of one of our other big focuses at the start of the year has been talking a lot about food and nutrition. They're cooking their meals every day in our kitchen, so we've really focused on that a lot. They grocery shop, meal plan, and then cook all their meals, and we sit, you know, together and eat it like in a community together.
Okay, and now we're talking about you guys looking for items in search of different things that you may find in an apartment. So the goal, as I'm reading here, is for the classroom to be set up like a mini apartment. Where did this idea come from?
Well, one of the things we talked about is we really want this experience to be different than high school, because they're not high schoolers anymore. Because of space, we are located in the high school, but I've taken all of the regular classroom furniture out of my classroom, and we have it set up kind of like a mini apartment. So we have a little area that has a bed and some dressers in it. We have a living room area with a couch and some chairs and a coffee table and like some bookshelves. And then we have like a dining room area with a big, you know, instead of small classroom tables that you would have, we have like a big, a large table that we call our dining room table. So that's where we gather to work on different skills together. And we also like eat our meals there. And then we have a little home office that would be, you know, with your supplies that maybe they need for projects or other things that we're doing.
So how often do these students spend time there?
Right now we're in here every day, all day.
Okay. And for again, the idea of a mini apartment, having the classroom set up that way, you guys are in search of some different donations. What type of things are you guys looking for?
Well, I think at this point we've secured all of the donations we're looking for. But people have donated couches and chairs, coffee table, bed, dressers. As we expand, we may be looking for other things, like some kitchen items, so that, you know, we want to have in our kitchen everything that you would have in your kitchen at your home. So that was kind of our goal. We want to set it up like a home because that's where they'll live and where they do live. But we want, in order to practice those independent skills, we want it to look authentic, so we have all the furniture and supplies that they would need.
That was Tracy Zarnick with Mid Prairie High School, teacher with the Beyond the Mid Prairie program. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.